you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. Joining me as a special guest, filling in for Pastor Jason Schiffo, giving him the day off. His workload is exceedingly great, as probably is true for most everyone that's in the pastorate, all the different demands and their workload and the things they have to attend to. But actually, he was prepared to come in, but I said, take the time off. This is going to work out great because Crystal is rejoining us. She has some updates on the Good News production that's going to be happening in a couple weeks, so we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But let me make a few announcements before I formally have Crystal say hi to the Great News Radio listening family. So this Saturday, everyone, if you didn't hear, this is the rain date for the Endless Summer. It's happening this Saturday, September 22nd. It was originally scheduled for September 8th, but because of the rain and the weather and they didn't want a chance getting downpoured on with the musicians and everything going on, they're going to hold it this Saturday, 5 to 11 p.m. in downtown Champaign. There will be musicians, there will be raffles, there will be a car show, food vendors, a silent auction, all sorts of fun, and it's going to help with Mercy's Refuge. This is kind of like a benefit. There will be, I think it's a $10 entry fee, but it'll be worth it with all the different musicians and the fun, and it's going to a great cause. So it'll be helping Mercy's Refuge, a woman's residential home right here in Champaign. Terry Lipscomb, you probably heard her radio spot announcing this event, and so hopefully you'll come out between 5 and 11 p.m. downtown Champaign, right on the corner of Main Street and Walnut Street, and you can't miss it. There'll be lots of cars and people and musicians and bands, and it'll be a fun evening, 5 to 11 p.m. this Saturday. But in here earlier, and it was a good thing you showed up early, because Crystal, we've been talking about Israel, we've been talking about evangelism, we've been talking about the Bible, we've been talking about your husband's love to teach and preach, and your involvement with Good News production. And so we're going to have to get Charles in here one of these days. Charles, are you tuned in? Why aren't you here now? We really wanted you. Actually, it was a last-minute thought. I thought, I got to meet this Charles, yeah, because you've been bragging up your husband, Mark. He loves the Word. He's been up to Moody's, had teaching under Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He loves reading the Scriptures and studying and preaching, yeah, and teaching. And so, Charles, next time you come, you come with Crystal, or you just come alone, and we'll have you recorded and introduced to the radio listening family. But, Crystal, I want to update our friends and listeners, because your exciting production, the Good News production, is coming together. Prayers have been answered. Yeah. It's coming up pretty soon, and so tickets are up for sale, and you have a location and dates. And so give us a little update on what's going on with the Good News production.
Oh, Mark, I don't even know where to start. Yeah. I'm so excited. Because I know that we have been talking about this Good News production the last, couple of months or so. Yeah. Now it's here. Now it's like right around the corner. And what we have been doing, we have recruited people to be a part of this production a couple of months ago. And God sent some very great, talented people. I mean, such a great, diverse group of people. Mm-hmm. Some amateurs, some professionals, and we're all coming together to glorify God through drama. And so we're going to be presented at October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Mm-hmm. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's going to be actually four performances, one on Friday, two on Saturday, and, of course, one on Sunday. Those times will be 7 p.m. on Friday, and October 13th, it will be two shows, one at 3, one at 7, and then on Sunday at 3 p.m. Now you're asking, well, where's it going to be? Well, it's going to be at Sodell Theater. That's downtown Champaign.
Say it with me, everyone. Sodell Theater. I was like, Soto Theater. Now, for some, that mm-hmm. might be the first time they've ever heard that.
Yes.
So where's that located, and what would they have to do to get tickets or to get involved?
Sure. It's actually at 111 South Walnut Street. If you would like to purchase tickets, you just go ahead and visit our website at chmbibletheater.org and just click on the Purchase Tickets tab. We also have group rates available as well.
What's that address again, the website?
The website is chmbibletheater.org. That's spelled chmbibletheater.org.
And is there a phone number to call for more information?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Please contact 317-763-0364. That's 317-763-0364.
Now, yes, she did say 317. Now, I know many of you are in the 217 area code, but this is 317.
Yes.
So, and you've seen God Answer Prayer, and I know some of the, even the Great News Radio Theater Troupe members are a part of your group, but you were striving from the very beginning, a diverse amount of people representing God's kingdom, because you had, what, like 50, or a number of different roles from like God and Jesus to Satan to disciples to young people, the whole gamut of different actors and actresses needed.
Well, one thing I will say this, I stepped out on faith. I had no one initially. But the thing about it is that once you step out on faith, God sends those who he have gifted to be a part of something that he's doing, so that he'll get the glory through this dramatization of his word. And so we've had between 50 to 68 people that actually signed up to be a part of this production from all different ages, ages 5 to 75 years old. Such a great diverse group of people. And so we have various different scenes throughout the whole production, so you guys are going to love it. So just definitely, if you're interested in participating in or at least attending the production, then definitely get a ticket or at least tell a friend about it. If you can't attend, and that happens sometimes, then just go ahead and share this with a friend, and that way they can also at least support what we're doing, because we are a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization, and we present God's word on stage. It's the Bible on stage. How about that?
And this Good News production, tell us a little about it. Maybe somebody wasn't tuned in a few months ago or heard about it, or it wasn't in their church bulletin or announced, you know, over the radio, where they didn't get the gist of what is it all about. What's the good news? What's the Good News production?
Well, the good news, of course, is the gospel message of Jesus Christ. We're bringing this good news message. He said, according to Mark 16, he said, to go into the world and spread the gospel message to all creation. Well, how about spreading that message through the arts? So that's what we're doing. How about seeing Adam and Eve on stage? And how about Peter, James, and John, and Jesus? And then, of course, Judas Iscariot also on stage. And so we're wanting to bring this message, everything coming into fruition from the Old Testament, the New Testament, and also Moses and Elijah. And so that's the whole purpose, is to spread the gospel message so that someone that's sitting out in the audience who don't know Jesus, never really read his word, never picked up the Bible, can see the Bible displayed on stage, can feel God's presence, because it's God's word. God sends his word and he heals us. It transforms us. It transforms our lives, our minds. And it's a powerful, powerful production. And I know that this is something that God has given us to do, because every time that we step out on faith, then God does the rest.
And this Good News production, what I like about it, it's the biblical narrative from the beginning of time, like from the very beginning, Genesis, all the way through to Revelation, if you will.
Yes.
So you're going to give snippets and Bible characters representing the Old and New Testament, and then that personal message that we can see the good news, what Jesus did on our behalf, and it's displayed here. Now, this is something that obviously the Christians will pick up on right away, but they could bring a non-believing friend or somebody unfamiliar with the biblical narrative. Maybe it's an international student or someone else. This would be something you would highly recommend for anyone, right?
Most definitely, because this is not just a play. It's an entertainment ministry. And so in this production, you will see these Bible characters come to life along with music and sound effects and special lighting and so forth. So it's bringing the Bible on stage. So if you have your unbeliever friend there, you know, of course, they'll be entertained by the truth in drama form.
And I know you've been having rehearsals and working all these actors and actresses.
Yes.
really hard. And just thought as you were sharing, I picked out a song. It's by Babby Mason, Each One Reach One. And I was thinking, you know, you and your husband Charles and actually many of these cast members, they're very focused on praying that people will be reached through this Good News production, through the biblical narrative on stage. And I'm thinking if each person that's going would pick out a person or two and reach one person and bring them along, God would do some unique things, because you've been praying this up. So let's hear from Babby Mason singing Each One Reach One. And you be thinking about that person you're going to reach out to and invite. And you can get tickets again. Where do they go to purchase tickets?
Please visit our website at chmbibletheater.org. That's spelled chmbibletheatre.org. And also contact us, 317-763-0364. That's 317-763-0364.
And so as Babby Mason sings out, Each One, Reach One, be that person that purchases multiple tickets, reaches out to some friends and family members, and brings them to the Good News production that's happening Friday, October 12th, Saturday, October 13th, and Sunday, October 14th. More to say after this song by Babby Mason.
Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, winning families to Jesus all around his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it alone. But each reach one, as we follow after Christ, we all can lead one. We can lead one to the Savior. Then together we can tell the world that Jesus is the way. If we
That was Babbie Mason, Each One, Reach One. My motivation behind that is that each one of you will buy multiple tickets and reach out to a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, a coworker, and bring them to the Good News production that's happening Friday, October 12th. That's a 7 p.m. presentation. Then Saturday, October 13th, there's a 3 p.m. and a 7 p.m. presentation. You can go to either one. And then Sunday, October 14th, like a matinee presentation to close it out. That's Sunday, October 14th at 3 p.m. The Good News production. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. But I have Crystal Hogan in the studio. She's the head kahuna. Like, you're like all purpose. You're the CEO, the vision caster behind this, I won't say a workhorse, because that might be, I don't know, that's not maybe a great term, but you were the catalyst that God used to bring this concept, this idea. You've recruited many people that are gifted, that are passionate about this presentation that'll take people through not only the gospel narrative, but the biblical narrative from Genesis through Revelation. It's a great way where visually, with sound effects, for people to experience God and the biblical message, the Good News message of Jesus, as you watch it unfold on stage. I know you've been working hard with 30, 40, 50 different cast members on an ongoing basis, and it's all going to be happening in a few weeks. And so maybe share a couple of those God moments. First off, you were like, Mark, this was many months back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how this is going to come together. This is way beyond what I could pull together or put together. Please be praying for me and whoever God would raise up. And it seems like you got your cast all complete, and you're still now praying for, obviously, ticket sales, because all this effort and energy that's gone into this quality production, you want people to be blessed by. But what were some other things along the ways that you saw God supernaturally answer or fit together?
Yeah. Well, it's the first part that you said about just stepping out on faith and then just believing that God could do this. Mm-hmm. Well, then God starts sending all these people. And this is how you know that this is something that God is doing, because there's no way that I can do this by myself. Present the Good News, the message on stage by myself? No. God is the one that's in control. And so I'm so humbled to be used by him as a servant, as his vessel. So not only did he use me to initiate this, he's also sent all these different actors and people to be a part of it. Not just acting, but just the stage setup, the lighting, people that want to, volunteers that want to help out with the hospitality and the marketing side of it. And just people that want to help out, because they're helping to spread the gospel message of Jesus Christ through the arts. And so the reason why I believe they're being touched is because of the Holy Spirit that moves, that brings the scriptures to our remembrance. And even as doing our rehearsals, as we're going through that, I'm telling this cast, come on, guys, memorize these scriptures, get them out. You're off book. You're supposed to be off book, you know. And so I just see how they've grown and how they've transformed. And I know it's the work of the Holy Spirit, because it's something that he's doing. It's not them. Of course it's them, but I mean, it's the gift in them that God gave them to do this, so that someone that's in the audience can feel God's presence, can hear his word through sight for the first time, you know, just to see that, to visualize, to see it come into fruition. It's just amazing to see God's hand, even with the children, because there's a scene of a bunch of kids, you know, that we've used to be a part of it. And so I'm just so excited, and just so excited to see how God's going to move in this production.
Now, faith is a building process, and it's not like this is just the first time you've ever done this, because you do have some history in putting on these productions in Chicago and Indianapolis and elsewhere, but this was something the first time down here where you're like, Mark, I've been feeling for a few years that God wants me to do this. I don't know how it'll come together. I've had many members and fundraisers and team members in other areas, in other cities where we've done this, but I feel like God wants me to do it now here. And so this is something that you've been praying up for actually some years, and then just this last year where you kind of fit it all together and said, okay, Lord, I've seen you prove yourself faithful enough other places where you've used this. Help me now to bring it together. And so it's all going to start and be launched on Friday, October 12th, 7 p.m. But wait, there's more. There's two shows on Saturday, October 13th, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then Sunday it'll close out October 14th at 3 p.m. So all come on that Friday night. Mm-hmm. So again, where's that located? I know you said 111 South Walnut Street, so it's in Champaign, mm-hmm. but it's kind of a tricky place to find.
Yeah, it's right next to, there's a little tea shop, I think, that's right on the corner of it. So it's very hard to, well, it's not really hard to find if you follow your navigation.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets you there. And we'll have signs outside, too, so you can see exactly where it's located. And there's going to be parking across the street in the parking lots.
So again, it's at 111th South Walnut Street in Champaign. The dates are Friday, October 12th through Sunday, October 14th. You can purchase tickets at chmbibletheater.org. CHM, just those letters, Bible, I'm sure you can all spell that, and then theater, theatre.org. You can get the tickets there. And like with Babbie Mason singing, Each One, Reach One, we want each one of you to bring one or two or three or four friends or family or a small group, your neighbors. This is a great production. A lot of cast members have been working very hard, praying it all up. It's going to portray that good news message from Genesis through Revelation. Lots of biblical characters that will come alive on stage. Sound effects, lighting, music, sound. You're going to appreciate it. It's the Good News production coming to Champaign, Urbana. Again, on Friday, October 12th, Saturday the 13th, and Sunday, October 14th. Find out more at chmbibletheater.org. Well, in our closing minute or two, if God was going to answer your prayer for this production and all the energy and effort that everyone's put in, what would you want to see God do?
I'd want to see God send the people, to send those who are unbelievers, to see their lives transformed, to see the children, to see the adults, to see a diverse group of people coming together in unity in our community to spread this gospel message. I mean, different churches all over, just to come together, bringing your youth groups to be a part of something so phenomenal that I'm not just doing, but God is doing this.
Yeah.
It's a God thing. It's bigger than me. And I do believe that there's a certain timing that God has, and we might not always be in His timing, but God is always in the right timing. And so I just pray that God will send those to come and hear and come and see the good news being spread through the arts.
The Good News production, Friday, October 12th, 7 p.m., Saturday, October 13th, 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and then Sunday, October 14th, 3 p.m. You can find out more at chmbibletheater.org, chmbibletheater.org. Hope to see you there for the Good News production. Thank you, Crystal, and you'll hear more about this in the days ahead, and we look forward to being a part of the Good News production, witnessing what God's going to do through this great theater production.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, everyone, now you're in the know. Get your tickets now and reach somebody, reach a neighbor, reach a friend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.